Welcome back. Not bad music today. Maybe I just absence makes the heart grow fonder. No, that's not it. I'm Derek Hunter. This is the Derek Hunter Show. As I teased before the break, I'll tell you just a little story about a man named Jed. No, a man named Dr. Chalooly. He was a physician up in Quebec, Canada. Quebec, French-speaking. They had a patient there who needed a hip replacement surgery. And remember, we are all told that the model to aspire to as a nation for healthcare is that of Canada. Our neighbors to the north are hockey-loving people, even though my Detroit Red Wings lost last night in Game 7 against the Chicago Blackhawks. Boo. But that's beside the point. And Adam Baldwin, if you're listening, yeah, our fight last night will continue. So Dr. Chalooly had a patient that needed a hip replacement. You don't need a hip replacement because you got nothing better to do on a Tuesday. We could go to the mall. We maybe go by the casino. You know what? I'll just have my body sliced in half and a big chunk of it replaced. No, you need a hip replacement because you are in severe pain. Your hip is deteriorating. Walking, moving becomes painful. Now, the one thing that the left never tells you about Canada and their utopia healthcare system is that there's a waiting list for everything. It's great. You know, it's your primary care physician you can get in. You got a cold, it's great. You get seriously ill, you got a problem. There's a reason that Canada buses cancer patients to the United States to get treatment. They don't have the facilities, the ability to take care of all of them because their medical system is so constricted by the state. So Dr. Chalooly's patient needed a hip replacement. Then they were told to get the back of the line. By the way, the back of the line is a six-month wait. 6 months. Now, again, you're not sitting around going, well, I'll get it when I can. Life is grand until then. You know, you're in pain until then. So the person who needed the hip replacement wanted to pay for it out of their pocket. But it is illegal in Canada. Their system over there, their universal healthcare system, their socialist healthcare system is called Medicare as well. So this could get confusing. But they wanted to pay for it themselves, get cuts in line, get it taken care of because it was causing them pain. It is illegal to do that. You cannot pay out of pocket for something that the Canadian Medicare system pays for, covers. Same thing for our Medicare, by the way, but it's rarely an issue because most seniors don't know that and don't try to pay for things out of their pocket. But it is illegal in this country to do that. So they were told, no, you can't do that. You can't pay. You can't get cuts in line. Everybody is treated equally. They all suffer. All must suffer. So they sued. And they ended up winning in the Canadian Supreme Court that you can't make people wait and suffer if they can find a way to take care of it themselves. So they slowly and surely in the province of Quebec and now slowly moving across the country in Quebec, this was in the mid-2000s when this happened, in 2004, I think, they are moving to allow private health insurance and people are moving to it when they have the means and the knowledge that, you know, it's great. Like I said, the Canadian system is great until you get really sick. If you get cancer, get in the back of the line and wait and hope that you're still treatable by the time you get up to the front. So that is the utopia type system that many on the left would love to see implemented here. And sadly, for far too many people in the country, this story from CNS News, Terry Jeffrey, there are 72,600,000 Americans on Medicaid last year, 2012. One-third of the country, basically, almost one-third of the country, a quarter for sure, on Medicaid, the health insurance plan for the poor. Subpar treatment, subpar plan, subpar coverage. But, you know, this is the government. As long as everybody suffers equally, it's utopia. It's sad, really.